النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he lived in Mecca, he lost two loved ones of his as well. خديجة رضي الله عنها, who is the wife of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the mother of all his children except إبراهيم رضي الله عنه. And he also lost Abu Talib, his uncle. Two of his loved ones died on two different days. In a seerah, that year is called Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow and sadness. They just died on two different days. But the entire year was called Amul Huzn. You can understand how immense the pain was in the heart of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal revealed unto the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that moment Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf is about a father, a prophet, Ya'qub, who also loses two beloved ones to him. His son Yusuf alayhi salam and his other son that is known among the Mufassirun as Binyamin. And that Surah Yusuf gave incredible inspiration and motivation and guidance to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his loss. Allahu Akbar. So the Quran, which is ar-ruh, revived his ruh in a moment of calamity and loss. And the stories of the Quran are the backbone of the human being. You will never be able to go through your calamity and behave in a manner that Allah Azza wa Jal loves to see from you without the Quran. Wallahi, take it from me from now. You will never be able to achieve what Allah wants to see from you during a loss without the Quran and the stories of the Quran. Very simple, memorize it. This is a principle in life.